Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't. It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush. Motherfucker. Bro, you good? Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody Is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. July 8th through the 10th, I'll be at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York City. July 24th, I'll film my new comedy special at the Fairfield Theater in Fairfield, Connecticut. Two shows that night. And then July 30, 31, I'll be at the Laugh-In Comedy Cafe, Fort Myers, Florida, with Chad Zumach. All dates are up on my website, jimflorentine.com. Check it out. Florentine at barstoolsports.com is the email if you see any shit out there, any awfulness. Send it my way. Send it to that email. Good material for the podcast. Dumb Facebook jokes. Made up stories. Things that never happened. And all the other stuff that we talk about in here. Please send it that way. Dumb. Especially the dumb Facebook jokes too. It's just, I'm fascinated by them. I really am. Randy sent this one in. This guy took a picture of his chips and all the different dips that he has. He just took a picture of that, and he wrote, "I heard a stock market guy say buy the dips, so I went all in." Randy also said this is a friend of his, and he had to call him out. I hope he did. I don't know how old this guy was, but this is what he posted on Facebook. This is what he passes off as entertainment. What did he think was going to happen with that? Was people going to call him up, go, "Dude, you should start doing stand-up"? You think someone in Hollywood saw that post and go, "Dude, we need you as a writer on sitcoms. You're really funny. You took a picture of your chips and a bunch of different dips on the side." I don't even know. I never know what to say to them. I really wish I could be in that person's mind as they're thinking of, okay, this will be good. I'll take a picture of this while I'm out. I'm out to eat, and then I'll make this joke. I heard a stock market guy say, "Buy the dips, because I got a bunch of dips for my chips." You get it? Yeah, I got it, and it fucking stinks. Here's something that never happened. This couple posted this picture of them on Instagram. They're both wearing matching yellow shirts. And the one woman's head's cut off, and she's like dancing in the background, and the guy's holding the phone up in the air, and he's got his mouth open, like there's like craziness going on, basically, in the picture. And then the wife, I guess they're a married couple, writes, "These are the random moments when my husband and I will just run rampant through our house. The dogs go crazy. We yell and laugh. The neighbors think we are nuts. Our child worries for her well-being, and it's everything I've ever wanted. Luckily for you, it was documented this time. Hashtag, if that ain't love, I don't know what love is." Yuck. Yeah, because that's what love is. Running around the house. First of all, okay, your child doesn't worry for their well-being. That's not everything you ever wanted. lucky for you, it's documented this time. It's not lucky for anyone. It's not lucky for us that this was documented, that you took a picture. This is a stage picture, okay? You two fucking cornballs wearing the same exact shirts, matching T-shirts. Okay, let's try. You know how many takes they must have had to make this picture look really crazy, like there's wild things going on in the house, and your neighbors don't know you're doing that. They have no idea, unless they got fucking binoculars and they're spying through your window. They don't know what's going on inside your house. If I was running around my house with kids and dogs and all that other bullshit yelling, my neighbors would not hear it. All right, so your neighbors don't think you're crazy. Nobody thinks you're crazy. And we're not lucky that you documented this time. You're full of shit. You must have taken at least 20 different pictures because, you know, the girl, the wife's head's cut out of the picture and it's kind of blurred. Oh, this is perfect. No, this one looks too staged. Try this. Let's make it blurry. Shake the phone as you take the picture. Yeah. Our child worries for her well-being. She should. She's got two attention-seeking douchebags for parents. And you know, if they ever get divorced, she'll use this against them. You know, even though it didn't happen, let's just say it did. She'd be like, he would make me run around the house with him and yell and scream. It was very traumatic for both me and my child. We used to scare the dogs and my child would start crying. But, you know, they're wearing matching T-shirts, so that makes it fun. They're bright yellow, too. Isn't that fun? That a married couple's wearing matching T-shirts. That's just a tip-off that they're annoying, attention-seeking zeros. Look, what they're doing is you're trying to let everyone know that you're still a fun couple, even though you have a kid and a dog now. But in the picture, you know, let's wear matching shirts, which is the definition of not fun. Just a setup picture. Let's post it on Instagram. This is good. Look at this. We're going to get a lot of likes on this one, aren't we? Just fucking horrific. And here's another thing that didn't happen. Another one. This girl posts, oh shit, I'm at the doctor's appointment and I legit forgot to take the sugar glider out of my sports bra. Let's hope she stays asleep. Yeah, okay. So you bring your little fucking animal. You went to a doctor, and he's probably, you know, I don't know if it's a, he's probably going to examine you or whatever the fuck you're in there. But you forgot to take that little animal outside of the inside of your bra. You forgot to take it out. As you go into a doctor's office where you might have to take off your shirt, maybe he's, you know, examining your tits, make sure you don't have any lumps. But no, you forgot, yeah, okay. If that's true, why don't you go put it in the car then? Why don't you go, hey, I'll be right back. Crack the windows, all four windows a little bit, whatever, and go put it in the car. But no, let's just make up a lie. Oh my God, that's crazy. How did you, oh my God, hopefully they don't do a breast exam on you. What are you going to do if the animal wakes up? That's all she wanted. Please, please, somebody out there, please give me some attention. Please, because I need something. I need people to start commenting on one of my posts. I saw my friend's post the other night and she got so many comments and likes on it. It really made me jealous. It made me mad. All right, awful Facebook posts is this week's podcast. Just people posting dumb shit. You know,
it's too bad you don't have a private page just for your family and your relatives around the country, around the world. You want to share family photos. Your kids growing up, your kids fucking playing sports. You want to take a picture, a birthday party, maybe shoot the happy birthday song with your kid blowing out the candles, and you can post it on Facebook. So just your immediate family that's living all around the world can see that. Ah, that's cool. Obviously, my kid's growing up. You know. Now, it's all about, hey, let's take pictures or let's just post shit of dumb stuff, put it on Facebook and see if it sticks. Let's see if this one sticks. So, Chris sent this one in. A woman was inside a car wash. Her car was going through the car wash. She was sitting behind a wheel. And she took a picture of, like, the water on the windshield as she's going through the car wash. And he wrote, hey, Jim, a 45-year-old woman posted a video of her going through the car wash. Are we living through the most retarded time in history? I think we are. I told you it was a bad idea to have these fucking, these cameras on these phones. It just gave people access to take pictures of everything and post it. And then everyone thinks that the people that like it really care. And they, you know, 90% of them don't. They just hit like because you posted something. And they kind of know you and like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, great. Yeah, okay, let me just like this. Let me like this. They don't really give a fuck. What possessed this woman to be inside of a car wash as she's going through and she's behind a wheel and the car is getting washed and she took a picture of the inside of the windshield with water on it. What did she want to happen? Did she want, was she hoping that, you know, well, first of all, yeah, we are living through the worst time in history. But I don't know if this woman wants these comments. Like, what does she want in the comment section? Because she's obviously looking for attention. You know, what was she hoping? Like, her friend's gonna go, "Oh, thanks for reminding me. I have to get my car washed too." And then the next one, you know, I don't like the ones where you sit in the car as you go through. I always get scared that the car wash will swallow up my car. You know, and then another one will post on the me too with a smiley face. That's what you want? That's the response you want? Oh my God, I hate going through those too. I go to the ones where, you know, they take it through or they let the car goes through by itself. I hate that, it's scary. Whoever is dating this woman has every right to break up with her over this. Every right. You know, you tell your friend, yeah, we're not dating anymore. Yeah, what happened to you two? What, you get caught cheating on her? No. She took a picture of the inside of her windshield as she was going through a car wash and posted it on Facebook. Even his friend go, I don't blame you for dumping her over that. That's a woman that is obsessed with posting her whole life on social media and has way too much time on her hands. Way too much. That's a woman that documents everything. Everywhere she goes, everywhere she's got to drag you into the picture. You know, you ever see that guy's face in the picture? You know, he doesn't want to be in it. He's just like, eh, hurry up with this. Let's get a picture before we leave. For your own personal use, that's fine. That's fine. You want to take your kid to a sporting event or something like that? You want to take them to a, you know, an amusement park? You want to take a picture together? You want to take a picture with him and his friends or him and the, you know, the brother and sister? You take it as a family in front of the fucking, you know, the roller coaster? Fine. And that's just for you guys to go hang on your wall when you get home. You know what I mean? Put it in a fucking scrapbook, whatever you're going to do with it. That's fine. If this woman ever got these pictures developed, if she did, you know, because she wants to hang a few around the house or whatever, would she get this one? Would she get this picture that she posted, that she thought was so important to post on Facebook? Do you think that she would get that one developed? Or would she go, yeah, going through that, yeah, I don't really need that one of me posting fucking water on the windshield as I'm going through a car wash. I could probably skip that one. Yeah, I don't need a copy of that one. That's how meaningless that picture is. Just like that guy that posted the fucking chips and the different dips. You think he's going to get a copy of that one too? Go through his phone. Yeah, let me get a few of these. I want to get a couple of these printed out. You think he's going to get that one or he's going to skip that one? He's probably going to skip that one too. But both of them decided to put that on Facebook. How fucking annoying is this woman everywhere you go? Wait, hold on. Let's get a picture. Hold on. Let's get another picture of this. Come on, we're at the farm. We're buying some fresh corn. Let's get a picture. It's kind of like on the roadside. So we'll get a picture like we're buying from. Yeah, we buy local. Hashtag we buy local. Hashtag it's corn season. Yuck. And that guy's got to get in that picture and he's fucking miserable. Enough. When is enough enough? You know that this woman, every move she makes, she's taking a picture of it. She gets stuck in traffic. She's taking a picture from her car. Oh my God, late again. I-90 is the worst. Hashtag, my dinner's going to be cold. Ugh. I'm sure a lot of your followers are going to be really mad and really sad and feel for you that you got stuck in traffic and you took a picture of the cars up ahead and none of them are moving. There's a lot of people are going to feel bad. God. Hey, did you hear about... Did you hear about Stacy? No, what happened? Something happened to her? Well, now she was... She just posted on Facebook. She's stuck in traffic. On her way home from her job. She's on I-90. Oh, yeah. What are you telling me that for? No, I was just letting you know. I didn't know if you saw her post. No, I didn't. I didn't. That phone is on the charger. It's facing down. I don't give a fuck. I'm not missing out. If that was what was posted on her Facebook page, I'm missing out on nothing. You know, if you're in solitary confinement, an iPhone would be great to have because you got nothing going on. It's 23 hours of just being in a fucking hole. They let you out an hour a day. You can't talk to anybody. It's got to be fucking miserable. Probably the worst torture ever. That's when an iPhone would come in handy and just keep looking through people's Facebook feeds, looking at Instagram, looking at Twitter, going around, checking everything out. Oh, what is he up to? Oh, look, he's golfing today. Because you have nothing else to do but bide time. That's when it would come in handy. But if you got a regular fucking life and you're out there living and you're complaining, you don't have time to do whatever, it's because you're fucking just staring at this phone. You're looking at mindless posts about shit, about fucking, you know, a guy posted a picture of his fucking chips with a bunch of, you know, different dips around it. The stock market guy, I heard a stock market guy say, buy the dips. Oh, look at me. I'm getting my car washed. Here's a picture of the inside of the windshield with water on it as I go through the car wash. That's why your fucking garage is still dirty. That's why you still haven't painted the house. That's why you still haven't done anything around, whatever you need to get done that's on your list that needs to be done, that you keep putting off. Like, I don't have any time for it. It's because this is what you're doing with your life. You're just looking at fucking just shit. That's why when someone's texting you, you don't text right back. I tell my kid, I go, don't fucking text right back. Because then that person, you're going to be, then they're going to know that you text right back. So then when you don't text right back one time, you're going to get shit for it. So wait a while. It's not that important. Someone writes at 9 in the morning, hey, we still going to meet up later tonight for a drink? You don't have to answer that back at 9:01. It's fucking 9 in the morning. It's 8 hours away. Hey, just brutal beyond belief. Here's another motherfucker. Mike sent this and he just wrote, why? He goes, why do people take pictures of their food after taking a few bites? That's disgusting. Nobody wants to see your half-eaten food, for fuck's sake. Yeah, so someone made some quesadillas at home and he wrote homemade quesadilla. And there's, you know, there's four, cut into four on a plate. And one is half eaten and the other three are just sitting there. And he took a picture of that. Homemade quesadilla. And that was it. And that's what he posted on Facebook. That he made quesadillas at home. And he wants a pat on the back somehow. Somehow he just wants everyone to go, hey, listen, dude, you fucking, how are you not a chef? How are you not a famous chef? Did you make any extra? I'll be right over. This, you know how you make a quesadilla? I don't know if you know, you put some cheese between two tortillas and then grill it in a pan for a couple of minutes. That's it. That's it. Is that something you really want to brag about on social media? Is that something you really want to put on Facebook? You know, if your meal is something a seven-year-old can make, you really don't have to post a picture of it. What's next? The peanut butter and jelly sandwich that you made? And he spelled quesadilla wrong, too, in it. So if you're going to make a big deal about making a quesadilla, can you at least spell it right? Yep, it's that's your food. You ate half of, you know, you had four slices of it, cut into fours, and you ate half of one, couple bites out of it, and that's what you posted. Is that what we should do is just start taking a picture of everything that we eat and drink? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, your morning coffee, a Tic Tac, a paper cup full of water from the water cooler, a piece of gum. Everything that you put in your mouth should go on your timeline. That's what you should do to this guy. You know, everything you eat, just keep sending her a picture. Send it to him privately. Just keep sending everything. Hey, I got some gum. Take a picture of that. You had a Tic Tac you're going to throw in your mouth. Take a picture of that. Your eggs that you had for breakfast. And keep sending. Well, dude, what are you doing? Well, you put your, you know, your quesadillas on Facebook. So I just figured, you know, I had to see what you ate. So I figured you want to see what I ate. The guy'd be like, nah, dude, I was just showing everybody that I knew how to put cheese and grill it between two tortillas. It was amazing. That's another guy. Most likely lives by himself. And he wants to let everyone know, I can take care of myself. I don't need anyone. A girl probably just broke his heart. And somehow he thinks he's getting back at her by going, look, I know how to cook. Even though I didn't cook when you were here and we were dating, you always did the cooking. Once in a while I would do it. I just want to let you know, I don't need you. I don't need you. I know how to grill this. I know how to put this in a frying pan and flip it over a couple times and put the heat on like 6 out of 10. And now I'm going to take a picture of it. Yeah, how do you like that? You think that girl's going to go, oh, fuck, man, look at him. He can get on his own. He can live on his own. He doesn't need me anymore. He made his own quesadillas. Even though he spelled it wrong, he made his own quesadillas and he posted them on Facebook. God. But keep posting pictures of your food. It's really wonderful. We really, you're doing a good deed. You're really helping society. People are happier now, you know. There's no crime. There's nothing. There's no craziness going on in the world. Everyone's good. Just keep posting those pictures of food. It's making everybody happier. You ever going out to your mailbox, you know, and you see a neighbor, they're out front. Hey, how you doing? They got a big grin on their face. Hey, how's it going? What are you smiling about? My friend just took a picture of his meatloaf and put it on Facebook. Just made me smile. Made me think everything's all right with the world. We're doing good. My friend just fucking made a meatloaf. Fucking brutal beyond belief. That should be the next t-shirt. Brutal beyond belief. You know what's not brutal? Cuts is this new company for men, pretty much. Cutsclothing.com is the website to go to. They got great clothes. They're not made like shit. Awesome t-shirts. They sent me a few. They're fucking great. I love just wearing a regular t-shirt. You know? They got hooded sweatshirts. GQ magazine calls this company, well, their t-shirts that they make, the only shirt worth wearing. It's really good. They got this classic design t-shirt combining the ultimate blend of high quality cotton, polyester, and spandex. You wear this anywhere. You can wear it golfing. You can wear it at the office. You can wear it just going out on a date, wherever you want. It's a shirt that fits in everywhere, basically. All their clothing does. They got hooded sweatshirts that are great. They got wrinkle-free polo shirts. If that's what you got to wear, you got to wear a polo shirt to work. It's perfect to wear at the office, the golf course, at home, the gym, next date you got. Each piece of clothing is designed with custom-engineered fabric, expertly graded for the perfect fit. Arming you for every challenge and opportunity. This is the thing. The slogan is, it's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. You get 15% off your first order by going to Cuts, C-U-T-S, cutsclothing.com/awful. That's cutsclothing.com/awful for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. Go check them out. Go look at the website, cutclothing.com, cutsclothing.com. Check them out. See if you like it. They got some good stuff on there. You know, you don't have to go to a store. You don't have to go wait in line for 20 minutes. You don't have to, you know, them asking you a million questions. Do you have your reward card? What's your telephone number? Can I have your zip code? What's your email? None of that shit. Just order from here, it comes to your door, it's perfect. Now, you know, my whole rap was just about how people are just addicted to posting everything online. I said the only time you should be in solitary confinement is when you should be staring at your phone, just looking at everything. Well, this next sponsor, FelixGrayGlasses.com. you know, this guy 5 years ago, Felix Gray, he realized our eyes weren't meant to look at screens all day, and he designed glass to make daily screen time more comfortable and a workday more productive. Now more than ever, Americans are spending more time on computer phones, tablets, gaming, and so many other sources of blue light. Felix Gray glasses are not like other blue light lenses. Felix Gray lenses filter 15% more blue light that can make screen time tough on our eyes and disruptive to our sleep. They're non-prescription. You got non-prescription and prescription available. Check them out now at felixgrayglasses.com/awful. That happens to me, man. At some point in the day, because I'm doing stuff online on the computer, my eyes are just like, I need a break. I feel like I'm in a fog. I can't look at a screen anymore. You know, I'm doing a lot of shit from home, so I got no choice. But that's what happens. So these glasses will be perfect. Look, if you can feel your screen time, or if you're not sure if blue light glasses are right for you, start with the best in blue light. Try Felix Gray. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. There really isn't. You know, but those blue light, it's brutal off these things, man. Between the phones and squinting at the phones, you're losing your eyesight, your eyes hurt. You see, you know, you're seeing double, you're getting blurry. Get yourself a pair of glasses made for the 21st century and designed for modern, hardworking eyes. You have nothing to lose except for maybe some eye strain. Go to felixgrayglasses.com/awful for the best blue light glasses on the market. That's Felix Gray. Glasses.com/awful. Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. felixgrayglasses.com/awful. Look, just, you know, when you got to look at people's food, you might as well look them through a good lens where it doesn't hurt your eyes. It's going to hurt everything else about you. It's going to hurt your feelings. It's going to hurt, you know, you're just not going to believe in humanity anymore when a guy's taking a picture of his quesadillas that he posted. So at least you have glasses where you're not going to strain your eyes. All right, the next one, awful Facebook post. John sent this one. He just wrote one word, yuck. This woman, she wants to be positive this morning. She might not have been so positive the day before, but now she posts, you know what I love? Ugh, let me guess. She writes, being happy, and because nobody else does. Nobody else loves that. Nobody really likes that feeling of being happy. They hate when they're happy. But that's good that this woman loves. She, you know what she loves? She loves being happy. And you know what else she loves? Which is really weird because she went out on a limb with this one. She likes seeing my friends happy too. So the first two that she posted, being happy and seeing my friends happy. That's crazy. I love it when my friends are fucking down on their luck and I got to, you know, talk to them on the phone for 30 minutes and just sit there and listen to them. I love that. I love when one of my friends goes through a nasty divorce and I got to fucking sit there and just, you know, listen to him go off. I love that. I hate when they're happy. And then she also likes celebrating victories, watching my friends celebrate victories. Wow. So she likes her friends once again being happy, celebrating a victory. I don't know what kind of victory. Also, she likes sharing stories of overcoming what you thought would kill you. Ooh. She likes building people up and not tearing people down. Are you kidding me? Wow. She likes that. She likes not creating or feeding into drama. Oof. And then she writes, you know what else she loves? Puppers. Lots and lots of puppers. Oof. I need more. I'm told I'm not allowed. And she put a smiley face and some paw prints. I want more puppers. Oof. You know why you want them? Because humans don't want to be around you. That's why you want more and more of them. Because they don't hold shit against you. Okay? They don't have to fucking deal with your nonsense. You're not talking 100 miles an hour and won't shut the fuck up for 8 straight minutes. Your dogs don't care. That's why they just jump all over you when you come home. And then she writes what else she likes. But first, wait, no more coffee? Mikey shut me off an hour ago. I guess she's talking, okay, she can't have any more coffee, so she's basically just babbling. She's admitting she's babbling, and her husband or somebody shut the coffee off because she won't shut the fuck up. Puppers, I need puppers. And you know, she spelled love wrong 3 different times in this post. You know what I lobe? L-O-B-E. And then she also wrote in there, what else does she love? Lobing, being lobed instead of loved. You know, if you're going to make a list of things you love, don't spell love wrong 3 times. So the big punchline of this whole thing that she wrote is because she drank a lot of coffee. But Mikey cut her off an hour ago. You're like, I know this is a big, funny punchline because I said that right after that. There's a smiley face, you know, tears rolling down the cheek. So, you know, you're not supposed to just chuckle that Mikey cut her off in the coffee. You're supposed to be laughing so hard that you're crying, maybe even pissing your pants. Has this person ever, like, seen a stand-up comedy show or gone to a funny movie? I have to think that they haven't. Because if they had, they know nothing in her post would make a person even smile. But she wants to let everybody know that this is supposed to be so funny because her boyfriend Mikey shut off the coffee, won't let her have any more coffee. So that, and you're supposed to be laughing at that so hard that you're actually crying. You know, most of this stuff is inspirational stuff that she posted. So where's the joke? So all of this stuff about, you know, being happy, seeing my friends happy, don't feed in the drama, all this other stuff. She wants more puppies, more dogs around her. But first, wait, no more coffee. He shut it off an hour ago. So, oh, I get it. So she's just babbling. Isn't that fucking great? That's a pretty good one, isn't it? Now, this woman took a picture of her front lawn, just her front lawn, and she wrote, best lawn in years. Now, Chris sent this in. He goes, hey, Jim, how boring is your life that you post a picture of your lawn? This 46-year-old thought everyone should know how great her lawn is. Sad. Just so fucking sad. That pretty much sums up the whole post. So we got pictures of quesadillas. We got pictures of inside of, a car wash. We got a picture of a guy's chips with his different dips on the side. And then we got a picture of just somebody's lawn because it's green. I'll give her that. It is a green lawn. And she wants to let everybody know that follows her on Facebook that this is the best lawn in years. It's weird that it's her best lawn in years because it looks just like a regular fucking lawn. What was it before this? Was it the infield of a baseball diamond? Was it just all dirt? Look, now that she's given us the condition of her lawn, I just hope she gives us an update on her backyard fence next. You know, maybe there was one piece of wood missing and she finally you know, got that piece, got a new piece and painted it so it matches the rest of the fence. I'm waiting for that one. You know, and then she can let us know how her lawn chairs are holding up this year. You know, and then maybe she could tell us if the propane tank on her grill is full or not. She could take a picture of the propane tank, just filled it, ready, hashtag ready to grill. Look, when you're worrying about, when you're worrying this much about your grass, you should have other stuff going on in your life. Like, every lawn is pretty much green this time of year. It's right before the summer. It's right before it's going to get, like, you know, 95 degrees for a week, and it's going to burn out your lawn. So everyone's lawn, there's a lot of rain. Everyone's lawn is pretty much green right now. This is the best it's going to look right now. In another week or so, you know, summer really hits, then your lawn's going to get burned out. It's not going to look green like that. But right now, with all the fucking rain and all the shit, the winter's over, the spring's over, now is when your lawn's going to be green, just like everybody else's lawn. But really, is this any worse than the, you know, the car wash picture, the quesadillas? All three things are things that nobody but that person gives a shit about. Sometimes it's better to keep things to yourself. You know, sometimes I'll take a picture of stuff that I'm out of when I'm going to the supermarket. Instead of writing it down, you know, something that's empty, some container or vitamins or whatever, I'll just take a picture of it on my phone. So when I get to the supermarket, I can look so I don't forget when I get there what I need. And then I'll, you know, I don't post that. That's something I should keep to myself. I don't post my empty fucking vitamin bottle and the empty egg carton on the fucking on Facebook. Up, time to go to the supermarket. It's time. I could keep that to myself, and I do. I want to let everyone know that it's time this week that I have to go food shopping. I'm out of some shit, and I just want to let everybody know that I have to drive to a store, walk around, put things in a cart, pay for them, drive them home, and then put them away. Does anybody feel bad for me? Does anyone realize that I, you know, it's going to take up some time in my day? But this woman wants to let her know, let everybody know, my lawn is green. It's the best lawn I've had in years. Is she expecting her dumb friends to comment, whoa, I need to come over and see that lawn in person? I really hope a heat wave comes and burns out her whole lawn. I really do. I want it fucking brown. Is anyone going to ask her how she got that lawn that green? Is anyone going to go, how do you get that lawn that green? I think everyone knows that if you put fertilizer down and water it, your lawn is going to turn green. You know, there are professional golfers out there who don't care this much about what condition the grass is. Even a golfer, we go, hey, whatever. They don't even give a fuck. But this woman wants to let everybody know, look at my fucking lawn. Look what the rain did in my, where I live. A bag of fertilizer and a bunch of rain did this to my lawn. I'm 46 and I got nothing else going on in my life. I got fucking, I'm going through menopause. I got hot flashes. I'm fucking cranky. I'm miserable. I'm fucking constantly waving my face with a fan. I need the air conditioning on. I'm cranky. I'm yelling at my fucking husband and my kids. I'm getting hot flashes left and right. I'm ready to pass out. I need the AC cranked in the car, even though it's, you know, it's a cool day. It's only like 55 degrees. I can't stop sweating. I feel like shit. I'm 46 years old, but you know what? I'm not going to get my period anymore once this fucking menopause is over. So I'm not going to see any more red because I'm not getting my period anymore. But look how fucking green my lawn is.